Thanks for listening to the Early Birds on Cards Radio 790 KRD.
Welcome back to the Early Birds. Jody Dimling here on a Monday morning. Thanks to Kelsey Worrell and Arthur Albiero for joining us, talking a little swimming there. We've talked soccer, we've talked swimming, we've talked football. We're getting ready to talk a little basketball here with Dan Tatora from Orlando, the Orlando Summer League. And Dan is there at the Orlando Summer League. We'll try to get him on here in just a minute or so to talk a little bit about what's going on down there. It's an interesting thing. And we got Dan on now. We got Dan Tatora on now. WakeUpCallDT.com. You can follow him on Twitter at CallDT. Dan, how are you in Orlando?
Kind of. Very well.
I know it's warm down there. I was down there for a few days, and I was sad I couldn't stay and watch a little hoops.
Yeah, it's been great down here. I mean, the weather's been good. It rains, you know, once a day, usually toward the night. And there's been some crazy thunderstorms, but from living down in Orlando in my past, it's kind of the norm down here. But
yep.
I'm staring at palm trees and sun right now, so I'm not going to complain.
Exactly. All right, I got to ask you this. You've been doing the Summer League thing for a few years now. First of all, for those people in this area, our area is so basketball crazy that if it was in Louisville, it would be a packed house. If it was in anywhere in Kentucky, it'd be a packed house. I know the one in Orlando, I don't think that they let fans in. I do believe they do in Vegas. But what's it like to sit and watch a game? Because, you know, the TV is there, but there's really no fans, and there's all kinds of, you know, NBA personnel, and it's almost like, I mean, it is tryouts for these guys, so there's a lot of pressure going on in these games.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a different environment. I mean, I like the fact that it's quiet. I like that it's a very intimate setting. There's not a lot of seats there, so it's nice to kind of just sit and watch the game and get a feel for these guys. But, I mean, these guys are fighting for their lives, unrestricted. You know, you have free agents that are trying to find jobs. You have overseas players. You have rookies. You have undrafted rookies. There's so many people that are trying to find their placement. And I've gotten to see so many players come through here from, you know, Paul George and everything he's done with the Pacers, that he was in summer league because they wanted to see how he would gel with a team, to guys that end up overseas that, you know, come back and try to find their way. Johnny Flynn from Syracuse, who was with the Timberwolves and then went overseas and came back, tried to make it with the Pacers. So you see a lot of the same faces over the last 3 to 4 years, I would say. And then you start to see some of these new faces and some of these people that maybe you forgot about a little bit. So it's definitely exciting to see somebody's dream come true. And every year, a few of them get that opportunity.
Was there anybody, has there been anybody in the first couple of days that had kind of maybe under the radar guys that kind of struck your fancy, that's like, ah, he's a lot better than I thought he was, or somebody that's kind of been around that's kind of caught your eye?
Well, one guy that caught my eye last year and has caught it again this year is Jarnell Stokes, who is playing with the Memphis Grizzlies. Just the way he gets after the ball, his athleticism, he skies to the ball. He treats this like it's a real game, and it's no discredit to anybody else out there, but there's some players that take it more seriously, and I think he's one of those guys that you've been able to count on. He looks NBA ready. The way he rebounds, the way he shoots, when the ball's in his hands, even though the games don't count, he's fighting for that paycheck. And I give Jarnell a lot of credit. Cliff Alexander, I know that he's on people's minds coming from Kansas, but he's been making really good decisions underneath. He's been getting the ball up when he needs to. He's been getting it in small crevices, being able to be somebody that they can trust, calling for the ball underneath. And he's been fed by a lot of different people, and he's been able to connect and do some great things there. Even though he only had 4 points yesterday, I really feel like there's something there with him. Dakari Johnson from Kentucky playing with the Thunder, he had 11 rebounds in his debut. He was off yesterday. So kind of just go down the line. Ryan Boatwright, UConn,
right,
playing for the Brooklyn Nets. His day two was 7 for 14, 23 points, and his day one look the opposite. So there are definitely some guys like Boatwright and like a Jarnell Stokes or a P.J. Hairston that maybe aren't on your mind that are doing good things. And then there's the Justice Winslows and the Cliff Alexanders that you're expecting something out of, and they haven't disappointed yet.
Yeah, Cliff Alexander's an interesting – this is big – this is huge for him. I mean, if he's going to make it, he's got to prove it here. I mean, he kind of – kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place after the draft. And I really think he's a guy, though, that somebody is going to find, no matter where it is, somebody's going to find a spot for a guy like that.
Well, you know, he's somebody who just looks like he has a strong NBA mentality. He knows when the ball needs to be put up. He knows when to call for it. He knows how to do a lot of good things around the rim that kind of remind me of the old NBA center that was sticking around down there. But at the same time, you know, he, like you had said, he enters the draft. Things don't work out for him. I asked him what he took away from Kansas, what he learned from Kansas, and that video's on the Summer League Showdown page of wakeupcalldt.com, and his response to me was no comment. He wanted to talk about Kansas at all. Right. And I found that very interesting, kind of how he just shoved that part of his past away and maybe a little bit bitter about the draft and whatnot. But I think he's definitely going to find a place somewhere if he continues to play the way that he's playing. I mean, when you're a junkyard dog underneath, that to me is what has made him impress me so far. And like I said, the points don't adequately show what he's been able to do for the team. So I'm kind of just waiting to see him break out, waiting to see, you know, a double-double and a very strong night. But there's been other guys like an Aaron Gordon from the Orlando Magic that, you know, a lot of people look at the Magic's record last year, but in his second year, because I saw him here last year when he came in, he's got 22-18 in the only game that he's played so far, and he's been leading, obviously, in the category of rebounds. I think through 2 days, he was the one that was the strongest as far as that performance. So, you know, there are guys that needed to grow in the front court, and Aaron Gordon has. And I feel like Cliff Alexander can go down that road as well. I just really hope for him that he continues to show some of the things that he showed me in the last couple of days.
We had, I was on vacation last week. Russ Smith was on with us that Friday before I left, talking about a camp he's going to have in town. And during that, he was talking about just how important kind of this summer league was for him in his second year, showing the Grizzlies that the improvement that he thinks he's made in his game. The first day, the Grizzlies, by the way, 2-0 after 2 days. The first day, Russ Smith, 8 points, 8 assists, 3 steals, and only 2 turnovers in 28 minutes. And then yesterday, 14 points and 7 assists and 3 steals. So he's got 15 assists along with 22 points in 2 games. Not a bad start for Russ Smith.
No, you know, I think Russ, and I got to talk with him one-on-one, and that video is on wakeupcalldt.com as well. And it was nice to talk. I seem to gravitate toward former Louisville players for whatever reason. They end up at Summer League, you know, Peyton Siva, and he hasn't played yet. He is on a team, but he's yet to play. But, you know, Peyton to Russ Smith, just these guys that you see on this national stage on doing amazing things in college, and then they get here and they're trying to find a place and they're trying to have a team really fall in love with something that they do. And I could say from day one to day two, I feel like Russ became more of a spotlight on the court. I feel like maybe in the first day, you know, with the 8 points, and 8 assists was strong, but kind of forgotten, whereas the second day it's like, oh, okay, who's Russ Smith? And there's more of a look at him. I mean, he told me, and I thought that this was important, kind of going off of what you were saying, that he said it almost took him a year and a half to get in and break out. He said junior, senior year, he broke out in high school, led New York in scoring. College, he feels like it took him a year and a half, and then he was a two-time All-American. So he's a big believer in history repeating itself, and he's around that year and a half, two-year mark of making it in the NBA. And it seems like he was able to see the defense a little bit better in day two, see what they weren't giving him, and instead of getting frustrated, he said when he couldn't thread the needle, he was just patient. And I think that's something that he's learning is that he can do this. He just had to see it. Mm-hmm. And now that he's seeing it more and more, as any good player will tell you, the game gets slower.
Yeah, definitely. And I didn't – I saw some highlights of yesterday, but he doesn't seem to be – and I think you saw him, although that his senior year, I guess, was – yeah, Louisville played Syracuse. Did they – I can't remember if they played him that year. You saw him in college. He was more – the Rusticulous is what his nickname was. He was more kind of – he seems like he's kind of – honed it in a little bit or harnessed the energy a little bit more, even though even than he did last year in the NBA. It's kind of a different kind of Russ in the highlights that I saw.
Yeah, I feel like he's more of becoming that leader, being that guy that's going to find people, trusting his teammates. I feel like he's growing. Just talking with him yesterday and his demeanor and the way that he just looked to me was that I'm getting it. I'm understanding. I know what I need to do. I needed some time. And that's really what it is he feels like now time is on his side. And I feel like, you know, he's going to keep growing. And if those assists stay up where they have been with 8 the first day, 7 the second day, I mean, that's a beautiful thing. His turnovers is the one thing he has to be very careful with, 4 turnovers yesterday. So that's something you don't like to see, especially not when you're at Summer League and you're in front of all these scouts and in front of your team and in front of everybody else and wanting to make good judgment so that you have longevity in the NBA. But outside of that, you know, I feel like, in all honesty, Louisville players, they know how to be strong. You know, Montrezl Harrell going in the second round to me was crazy. I thought somebody was getting a steal with him. So I really honestly believe that Russ is going to find his place and he's going to make it happen. And his size is not something that has ever meant anything to him, nor does it mean anything now, and I respect that. I really can respect a player that is trying to become a leader and reinvent himself to fit what he needs to fit, and he was able to do that at Louisville, and he's able to do that within the first couple days as he's growing.
All right, this is Cards Radio, but we right down the road is Kentucky, and it was interesting to me yesterday in that game where Russ had a good game. He was actually checking Aaron Harrison for most of the game is what it appeared. And Aaron Harrison and Andrew Harrison, the two former Kentucky guards and the brothers, head-to-head, Andrew's Grizzlies won the game. But looking at the stats and reading some things, it appeared that Aaron, who wasn't drafted, kind of got the better of the Harrisons yesterday, right?
Yeah, you know, in that game with Aaron Harrison, you know, 6 for 10, 16 points. He looked good out there, and they were kind of playing with each other back and forth that, you know, Andrew was the guy that got the win, but Aaron, you know, talking about having a better day. And it's exciting to see them go up against each other because it hasn't happened since God knows when. But it's very interesting how they're getting to see themselves and what they can be and how they're kind of growing through this. And those the Harrison guys are two people that I'm going to be paying attention to as we go through this to see what's really going to happen. You know, there's a lot of Kentucky players that get drafted. There's a lot of Kentucky players that end up somewhere in the NBA. But following those stories, you know, seeing what Dakari Johnson is going to be doing, which he hasn't been bad, you know, like I said, 11 rebounds in his debut, but his scoring needs to be there a little bit more. So it's kind of exciting for me to see. John Calipari is always putting this thing together and always sending people through, but what are they going to be? How are they going to develop? Is Andrew or Aaron going to exceed the other one, and are they going to show that maybe the one got drafted and the other one should have? So it's kind of something that's a fun story to see two similar faces, but two different games yesterday, definitely playing up against each other.
All right. Well, Dan, you can check out all your stuff. I know you got plenty of stuff up on your site, and you will throughout this week. Give the folks the site again, and let everybody know what they can check out.
Well, if you go to wakeupcalldt.com, that will give you a little bit of everything. You can listen, watch, and read, which is a beautiful part of it. Go to the Summer League Showdown page on wakeupcalldt.com, which is under Florida in Focus. That will give you constant updates from Summer League, and you can follow me at CallDT, that's C-A-L-L-D-T, and I'm always on Twitter putting up information. So those are the easiest ways to get me. And as always, Jody, I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to talk on the show.
Yep. Thanks, Dan. Hey, we appreciate it. Have fun down there. And, yeah, like you said, it rains once a day, so stay dry.
I will do my best. I've been out of it for the most part, so I'm hoping that I'll continue to stay lucky and stay away from the lightning down here.
All right, thanks. Dan Tatura from WakeUpCallDT.com joining us on the Early Birds. Quick break. Back after this, we'll wrap up the show on Cards Radio 790 KRD.